afternoon. Elaine Carle here, welcoming you to AIBF Business Talk. Today, I catch up with Martin Murtagh of The Growth Company. Referred to fondly as Marty by those well known to him, he hails from Newry in the north of Ireland, but has a truly global reach. The Growth Company helps business-to-business professional services and consulting firms build actionable LinkedIn marketing plans that generate more leads so that they can win more business. Good afternoon, Marty. Thank you for joining AIBF Business Talk today. Marty, tell us all about your business, and I hear there's great things happening at The Growth Company. What specifically do you do at The Growth Company, and how are you helping businesses?
Well, we at The Growth Company, we help professional service and consultancy firms build actionable LinkedIn marketing plans that help them generate more leads so they can win more business. In the last number of years, we've helped hundreds of businesses increase appointments, sales, and drive millions of pounds and euros into their pipeline, which is very, very exciting, and close significant business deals. Some of our clients will come back to us and say, Marty, we would be tendering for a lot of work. And now since we've worked on your program, we're getting approval on almost, we're seen as thought leaders in our industry. So that's kind of some of the areas that we can help people.
Very good. That must be very satisfying, Marty. So what type of companies and businesses do you work with?
Well, we work with mainly business-to-business companies. It would be like, say, engineering, health and safety, manufacturing, legal, financial services. Any company that's talking to other companies, particularly online, that's the kind of the B2B. We sort of specialize in that space at The Growth Company. We don't do what you would call the business-to-consumer, but that's not to say that further down the line that we may move into that. But at the minute, it's very much that B2B, business to business.
And how did you, given your own background, how did you get into this space and how did The Growth Company come about?
Well, The Growth Companies really came about from that sort of pandemic that we found ourselves in, that with more and more people online now more than ever, the data shows us that social media use has grown by almost 10%. Suddenly, developing relationships through social networks has become critical for many businesses. And that's kind of where we specialize in, particularly LinkedIn. And we enable those businesses or those companies to leverage LinkedIn to initiate relationships and then maybe move it offline towards the likes of Zoom, that kind of thing. And we give them the skills to do that at The Growth Company. And I realized that in the last 12 months, I realized, okay, this is great, working with some very cool companies, but I just need two of me. I need three of me, and this is great. And I realized, you know what? I'm going to have to grow this thing out. I'm going to have to hire. And you know what? When I was a sole trader, I was brilliant. I was flash Harry as a sole trader. And now we have a company in place. It's a wee bit more sort of, okay, I have to kind of sit back and take a salary now. And but it's been very exciting, I have to say. Again, we have got... I think more importantly is that we're getting results for companies. You know, let the results do the talk, and it's the companies that are coming back and saying, Marty, we are working with you and we are closing serious deals. We are becoming, as I said, the thought leader in our industry. There's different techniques and ways that I can help them project in themselves and their companies in certain ways and that. And we're getting great sort of, you know, we're having a real sort of impact, but it's measurable impact, positive and both measurable impact on the likes of lead generation, referrals, revenue growth, and even employee engagement. It has been increasing, which is, it's very exciting.
I myself, Marty, I would be an avid networker. I suppose I won't say historically, but typically in the traditional sense, when we could go out to business meetings and functions and meet people for that coffee and whatnot. But there's an awful lot of social selling has to be done now online. How difficult is it to build relationships in a virtual world and platforms such as LinkedIn?
Well, look, Elaine, if you are a skilled networker, as I am myself, then you need to approach it just like you do in the real world. Kind of just be you. Very important that you be yourself. And because at the end of the day, that's it's human to human, really, more than anything. It's human to human conversations, human to human connections. Be yourself. And just like, it's about like building a relationship with somebody in the street. You're not going to suddenly pitch your business or pitch your idea to them. Focus on building those relationships online. I'll connect with somebody. I might connect with somebody. I drop them a message. If I think they're in my sort of like target audience, I build a relationship first and foremost. I don't even like that word target, by the way, but let's say my ideal customer, if you like. So I'll focus on building relationships with those people. If I know that they're relatively close to me, even, I'll arrange to get an actual coffee with them or even a pint with them. I'll meet them on a Friday evening and I'll get a pint with them and I can learn a little bit more about their business and seeing if there is a click. The thing is about generating business online and building sort of like, you could say it's a quicker way, it's a more efficient way of onboarding, as we call it. But what I've realized recently is, and just in terms of my own process, that I've been connecting with people online, networking, building those relationships and that, but there's only so much you can tell. Do you really know a person just as we're talking right now, even via Zoom? Do you really know? Can our intuition get to work? And can we, sometimes it's the subtle things, it's the small things. So I recently went, I'm at a company and there wasn't a fit for me. There wasn't the exchange of energy that I I'm sure that was a mutual feeling. And for me, it was kind of like, do you know what? I'm glad I went for this meeting and I'm sitting across the table from these people, because if I had been online, I would have closed that deal and onboarded them as a client. And 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years into the relationship, you're thinking, these people are draining me. There needs to be some sort of, does that make sense?
No, absolutely. Yeah. So I can see there how maybe, you know, the online relationship building has come with its challenges as well. And I think challenges that we've all had to kind of get used to and adapt to over the last, 12 to 18 months. Marty, when you started up the business at first, did you have any particular goals in mind, or did you see where exactly you were taking this?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. Like before the sort of pandemic, I was doing more and more training. I was going into companies and we're delivering kind of like sales enablement, showing them how to leverage like sort of social media, digital technologies to kind of like to generate more business, really. But then the pandemic sort of hit. And when the pandemic sort of hit, it changed really how I totally do business. I'll give you an example of that. So when COVID first hit, I lost 85% of my earnings from cancelled training, who basically they wanted me either in person or they could not afford to retain me. They weren't sure about how it would be delivered online. You know, the business and income got turned upside down and I had to figure out reasonably fast what I was going to do. While no stranger to working remotely, Elaine, I enjoyed going into companies, if I'll be honest with you, and delivering training in person to a room full of people. That's something that I feed off, you know, the room and the energy in that. That's something. So I now find myself working entirely from home and sort of had to change that focus altogether. I had to adapt training to those virtual platforms and bounce back from that initial loss of income as well. It was a strange time. Like many companies, honestly, I had to get creative, look at what I was doing, as at the same time, keep adding value to the few retainers that I actually had. And it was a very interesting time. After much soul searching, decided to gamble on the whole reputation. And that was kind of, because if you think about it, I've worked hard over the years to build my reputation, to build my testimonials, to build my credentials. Everybody wants to work with Martin Murdoch, yeah, he's the LinkedIn guy, blah blah blah. Now suddenly I was going to take that away and call myself the growth company. Who are these guys? So it was kind of, you know what I mean? But in a way, naming the company the Growth Company gives potential clients insight to what we do, who we are, and what the business is all about. We have businesses grow, really. And then there's room beyond LinkedIn there as well. To test the water last year, I'd done free LinkedIn training. I'd done free LinkedIn lockdown. It was called the LinkedIn lockdown on a Thursday evening. And that was during the pandemic. And that was really to help people that were furloughed or people that were looking to upskill And to tell you the truth, the interest went through the roof. Great testimonials. I had people from all over the UK, Ireland, Colombia, Australia, further afield, that were on that training, that wanted to work with me. Suddenly I went from kind of competing with every other digital marketer in a relatively small geographical area to suddenly I went global. And it projected me out. So it has been a roller coaster, but it has been very exciting nonetheless.
No, I can certainly hear that coming through, that given all of the restrictions in the last year, you know, changed, I suppose, you know, the way and how you've worked in particular, but it's literally huge growth within yourself and within the business. And I'm sure that there's been challenges along the way, Marty.
Yeah, absolutely. There has been challenges. There's been challenges on a personal level. Being a social creature, if you want to call it. Like, I enjoy going out, meeting people, connecting with people, conversations, that kind of thing, to suddenly being kind of like all online or always online and that kind of thing. And it works for some people and kind of, but I find a bit of a challenge. As I said, I enjoy going into companies. I enjoy talking to a room full of people and having to adapt that online sort of world. And then those kind of other problems like broadband speed and different things, kind of like thinking last year, I thought, hold on a second, I'm on a call here and I can't hear, or I can't see these people, that kind of thing. I need to adapt this thing. So small technical glitches in that there, and having to perfect your sort of, your process, if you like, you know, it has been challenging. And then starting again, in a way, I have been sort of like the start of this year, we've been like developing the growth company, and I've been wanting to do it right, Elaine. I'll give you an example. So, I mean, last year I've seen a number of marketers and a number of like entrepreneurs jumping from one thing to the other, launching company after company after company. And I took the time to observe. People thought I was off LinkedIn. They said, oh, are you off LinkedIn? Are you kind of like, other than doing your training, you're not very active, that kind of thing. You've disappeared. And I says, no. I was focusing on that sort of long-term vision, that long-term plan of where I'd like to see the growth company, or where I'd like to see the business in 5 years. And I have to say, it's one of the best things I've ever done. It's getting very exciting. We're bringing on somebody that I'm very excited to be working with. She's coming on. She had done the program with myself. She worked for a company. She's going back to her final year at university. I'm very excited to be working with this person. They're coming on board next week. So the growth company is starting to grow out. We're bringing on the right people.
The future certainly is looking very bright.
Well, absolutely. No, absolutely. And it's something that kind of, you know, I've thought a lot about, you know what I mean? In the last, you know, 12 months, Elaine, to tell you the truth, you know.
What would you say, Marty, are your key strengths behind the business?
Well, I've always been a communicator. Communications are something that I've worked on and developed and learned, and if anyone was to look at my background, they'll see that I had training in communications, not just digital, but actual kind of like, I worked in the community. I worked with hard to reach young people at a time. And it was all about relationship building. And I would have had different sort of training in communications, particularly when I'd done my first degree, which was like kind of like in youth and community development. And that experience has served me very, very well. My communications are very, very strong. All the people will say to me, I had to give a prayer at a funeral yesterday, and people had said to me afterwards, you have a very sort of clear way and I said, well, I work in communications. Ah, we knew there was something, you know, that sort of way, you know, sort of like, and so that would be a real strength of mine, that customer service, customer-centric, kind of empowering people, bringing the best out in people. I'm very good at that. I'm very kind of like good in helping people tap into their own sort of like skills and encouraging them and supportive and that kind of thing. My weaknesses are that I'm a very visual person. You know, I'm a very visual, I'm a very social person. I can't do that sort of like anything too dry, anything too formal, too kind of sort of analytical skills aren't bad actually, to tell you the truth, you know what I mean? But I love the way it's going with visual analytics. Visual analytics is amazing. But anything too, if you had show me a sheet full of data, I need something that I need it visualize in some way, if that makes sense. So I have weaknesses too. But people will joke, like somebody said to me, Marty, you have a unique skill. You'd build a relationship with the devil himself, you know what I mean? So we're storytellers in Ireland. I think it's an Irish thing as well. I'm sure, Elaine, you have people in your own family, just as I have people in my own family, that even put me in the shade in terms of storytelling. And they'll waffle on for about 2 hours, and I'm not joking you, there wouldn't be one word of truth in it. But a friend of mine says, Marty, you would never let the truth get in the way of a good story, and that's probably true as well, you know what I mean? I mean, sort of like, it's marketing as well,
it's an excellent skill to have as well, on both a business professional but also on a personal level. And I think given the nature of your work, Marty, and what you do, it's very, very important, you know, to have. What do you do? I'm just curious, Marty, to keep yourself, I won't say upskilled or motivated, but literally to grow, to keep continuing to grow as an entrepreneur.
Read a lot. Read so much. I have so many books in front of me, so many of them that I haven't even. I would read a lot though, and I read all the classics as well. One of my favorites, just have it in front of me. I don't know if you can see it. Mm-hmm. The Magic of Thinking Big. If you're listening to the podcast today and you're thinking of reading a marketing or a business related book, that is the Bible. The Magic of Thinking Big. Set your goals high, then exceed them. And it's a book that I still go through every single day. Each page is gold, and I'll underline stuff and that kind of thing. So I do read a lot, and I would watch different seminars and I have different peers that are also digital marketers. Most of my friends are in this sort of marketing, sort of communication, sales sort of space. So usually kind of when we're out, even for a pint or something, we'll ask, you know, we're just talking really kind of like, hey, how's work? Are you working on any exciting, that kind of thing? One friend last night was talking about SEO. He was talking about pay-per-click campaigns that he's working on. Is it where I'm at? Maybe not, but nonetheless, still exciting how he's kind of, and the kind of customers that he's working with and the kind of clients that he's. So we're learning all the time. Every day is a lesson, but I do read a lot, you know, I do read a lot, and I'm always willing to kind of share that with other people. It's everything from the kind of the business sort of Bibles, like The Magic of Thinking Big, to of other books here, like the SysTech Digital Marketing Model, you know, SysTech Guide to Digital Marketing, PR Smith. You know, the stuff that we do with clients is, LinkedIn is the vessel, LinkedIn is the vehicle, but it's still rooted in sort of like strategy. It can always be tied back to the strategy, because at the end of the day, if you don't have a strategy, then you're just implementing tactics. Tactics will get you in the door, but they'll only get you so far if you don't have some sort of long-term strategy in place. And that's what we work on. We put that strategy in place for our clients, you know, where they get that long-term growth, whether they have that plan going forward.
Very good. So it sounds like you've got a whole little library there to yourself, Marty. Marty, you've recently been accredited as a business all-star with the All-Ireland Business Foundation. What does this mean for you and for your company, and what advantages has it had for your business?
Well, absolutely. Definitely the all-stars. The thing that for me that stood out is the community around the All-Stars. There's a great community of people. There's a great community. There's a network there. And I believe that, and I believe very strongly about this as well, that community is something that if you want competitive advantage or you want to stand out in a post-pandemic marketplace, then you're going to need a community around you. You're going to need a community of advocates that are going to advocate on your behalf and your work and that kind of thing. And that's something that the All-Ireland Business Foundation has. It has 100% a great community, but also a supportive community. You know what I mean? There's a great supportive network and supportive community there of people complimenting one another, liking one another, the forum, the kind of the workshops, the weekly workshops that are on a standard, that a very, very high standard, and the kind of the speakers and the different people it's a wonderful community, and it's a great thing to be a part of, and it's something that I will continue to be a part of, and also continue to encourage other people to be a part of, you know, so long as you aren't competitors, of course, you know. we don't want any yous getting wind of this here now.
So Marty, it just sounds like the future is very bright for yourself and for the whole growth company. And you mentioned earlier that you took time out to look at your 5-year plan or your vision, your longer term vision. Where to next for Marty, Marta and the growth company?
Yeah, no, it's very interesting, you know, honestly, and kind of like for me, I've been thinking more about who we are as a company. And I was talking to somebody recently about this here, that in order to get to where we want to get to in 5 years, we need to be clear of where we're at in the present. You know, we don't just work with anyone, you know, and that kind of alignment of services is a great start, but we only want to partner with companies, and I'm very, very passionate about this, that share our values, share our cultures and beliefs. And to put it simply, Elaine, we like working with people who like working with us. You know what I mean? So there needs to be that fit. And when we have that marriage between two different parties, it's wonderful the stuff that we can do. The thing is, we need buy-in from leadership down. This needs to be, we need buy-in from the leadership of companies. And that's when we get real results. If the leaderships understand the process, it's not just marketing we need. We need buy-in from marketing, we need buy-in from sales, we need buy-in from operations, you know what I mean? Right across the company, that when we have that, we are seeing phenomenal results at the minute. It's, you know what I mean? These companies that, you know, don't only get what the growth company do, you know what I mean? But at the same time, they're also fantastic people to work with. And as a result, you know what I mean? They're thriving right now. And I hate that. That's another word I'm not particularly fond of. Everybody's thrive, even though my background looks like it's thriving, but it's kind of like it's too loosely used.
Well, it's certainly very evident from your own success and growth story over the last year or so, coupled with, you know, the testimonials that you've been getting all over the place, that you're certainly doing something right. So I've no doubt the future is very bright, Marty. Marty, I'd just like to lift the bonnet for a second and get to know Marty Murta himself a little bit, and just going to throw a few more personable questions to you, Marty. And I'd encourage you not to think too long and hard about them, and just maybe, you know, the first thing that comes to mind. What would you say is your most cherished possession?
I was going to say something, but cherished possession. Oh, I don't know. I bought a new car recently. I'm kind of quite fond of it.
Very nice. Would you care to share with our listeners what that is?
It's an Audi S6. Yeah. Oh. So it's a new Audi S6 really. So I'm kind of, I enjoy it. It's comfortable. What can I say? It's kind of, I'm not a materialistic sort of person. It's more for the comfort. Fair. Driving to Dublin's like sitting in an armchair the whole way down the road, and I love music as well, so it's kind of like, yeah. But now when I think about it, because see what you're doing, my most cherished possession is probably my health, you know what I mean? But here, thinking too much now, go on.
Very good. If you could send some advice back to your 20-year-old self, Marty, what wisdom would you share?
Loosen up. And kind of relax and kind of look, enjoy it. Just enjoy the moment. Just enjoy the moment and take things easy and don't get too carried away about trying to be a millionaire. You know? So,
good advice. Tell me something that most people wouldn't know about you.
I'd say, honestly, I'm both introverted and extroverted. I'm actually quite a personal and private person. When I'm not working with businesses and kind of posting on social media, it's all business related or that brand related, but I do like my own time. I beat to the sound of my own drummer. I would spend a lot of time in the mountains when I'm not working, or maybe fishing or that kind of thing. I've kind of kind of got used to it and I kind of enjoy it.
I reckon you caught the salmon of knowledge, Marty. What did you want to be, Marty, when you were a child?
I always wanted to be an astronaut. And you know what? I'd say local companies will probably agree on this one. I've been wired to the moon ever since.
Very good. If you could have a dinner party and invite any four people in the world, who would you invite?
Oh, that's a good one, isn't it? Four people to a dinner party. Well, I would say maybe it'd be interesting to have, do they have to be alive, do they?
No, not at all. Any four people.
Any four people. Mm-hmm. So maybe Marcus Aurelius, be an interesting guy. Plato, yes, that's the philosopher. Mm-hmm. Maybe Jim Morrison from the legendary The Doors, one of my favorite bands when I was growing up. And maybe the great comedian. Well, he was more of a fountain of knowledge himself, Bill Hicks.
Oh, very good. You've got a great eclectic mix there. So I can imagine plenty of laughs and whatnot at that table.
I just realized, no, I want to change them, actually. There are four blokes. What am I doing inviting four blokes to a dinner party? I want to change it. No, I'm only joking.
Marty, if you could compare yourself to any animal, what would it be and why?
It's interesting that I've always been drawn to the jaguar, the cat. It's just an animal that sort of like, for me, it's sort of like, it's a very kind of, it's not a one-dimensional big cat, if you know what I mean, in the animal kingdom. It's quite diverse. It can swim, it can climb, it can kind of like, it's both a predator, but also a kind of like intelligent, but also mysterious sort of like creature. So I've always sort of like been drawn to that jaguar. I taught English a long time ago in Korea. And we had to give ourselves names of like characters, and I called myself Jaguar Teacher.
Uh-huh, so, very good.
Oh, Jaguar, you know, so it's like, yeah, it's kind of like, yeah, it was great. There was Darth Vader Teacher, there was kind of like Jaguar Teacher, there was kind of Ice Cream Teacher. It was
fun. Sounds time. Like a great experience.
Fun time.
Marty, just to finish up, if you had a motto in life, what would it be?
Motto in life is kind of, my motto is kind of like, don't take yourself or life too seriously. But take what you do seriously. You know, and I take what I do seriously, but I do not take myself seriously or life too seriously. I think that's kind of, to date, that served me okay. I have been personally and professionally doing a lot of philosophying recently. So that's kind of interesting.
Marty, an excellent, very, very interesting story there, especially over the last year and a half, to see how, you know, I think it was a Churchill that said, never waste a good crisis. And it's evident from the success, your own personal success and that of the growth company, that this crisis has certainly lended itself very positively to the great work that you're doing and how many great companies that you're helping, you know, in the meantime. And that is a fantastic knock-on effect. Marty, if any of our listeners here this afternoon would like to get in touch with you, where can they learn more about the work that you do?
Reach out to me on LinkedIn. Connect with me on LinkedIn. Reach out. More than happy to even have a virtual cup of coffee if you're ready to be local to me in the Newry area. I can even meet you for a cup of coffee or even a pint. Just try not to go overboard, and it'll be my round. So look forward.
Thanks, Marty. I might take you up on that pint myself the next time that I'm up your side. It's been lovely talking to you, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Elaine. Take care. Bye.
Thank you for listening to AIBF Business Talk today. I really do hope you enjoyed listening in. To find out more about the All-Ireland Business Foundation and the work that we do, especially the Business All-Stars programme, just go to www.aibf.ie. Remember, never put off until tomorrow what you can do today. Until next time, from your host, Elaine Carroll. Goodbye.